This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
This week on Daily Exhortation, we're going to have some short lessons in a series that looks at wrongness. We're going to study all about being wrong. You know, as a people, we have difficulty being wrong. And I think sometimes that's the case because we don't study how to be wrong. We don't study what it means to be wrong. We don't study why we ought to be wrong when we need to be wrong. And so we're going to examine wrongness. In order to begin, we must first establish what it means to be wrong. Well, we understand in the world that there are certain things that are right and wrong in certain circumstances. Take, for example, the game of football. Well, football has a standard. That standard is based upon the official rules as given in various organizations. Take, for example, the NFL. The NFL has laid out a standard as to what constitutes correctness in regards to gameplay and what constitutes wrongness in regards to gameplay. For example, there is such a penalty, that which is wrong, known as a face mask. If someone in a game, a football player, is in the midst of play and grabs a face mask, then that individual, that player, has just committed wrong. And therefore, the referee will throw a flag, a yellow flag, into the air because a penalty has been committed. And so the lines have been drawn in regards to the official books in the NFL as to what constitutes a face mask, the grabbing of another player's mask that is on his helmet. And so when a player does so, that player commits wrongdoing and a penalty is then given. Well, has God given us a standard? Has God given us an official standard by which we are to live? Absolutely. He has. That standard is true and has always been true. It's known as God's law. We read in Psalm 119 and verse 160, "Thy word is true from the beginning." Verse 172, "All thy commandments are righteousness." God's word, God's commandment is true, is righteous. We notice also that God's word, the very source from which it comes, is perfect. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." God's word has come from a perfect source. And this source is from heaven. It comes from God's breath. It comes from God's mouth. We see in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. That is, God's word, the Bible, has been given by the breath of God. God has breathed it. God has inspired it. And the writers of the New Testament have written it down for us. We see then that when we transgress God's law, we sin. 1 John 3 and verse 4 tells us that the transgression of God's law is sin. Sin is a transgression of God's law. And so, what is wrong? Is wrong spiritually just whatever someone wants it to be? Or is wrong spiritually specific? Well, we see in the Bible that it's very specific. God has made it clear to us what it means to be wrong. And specifically for us today, we are wrong when we do not abide in the teachings, in the doctrine, in the law of Christ. Not the law of Moses, not the law of some other religious organization, not the law of various manuals or books or doctrines or creeds, but in the law of Christ as given in the New Testament. We see in 2 John verse 9, "Whosoever transgresseth," that is again, goes beyond or onward, crosses again that line, the law given, "whosoever transgresseth and goeth beyond the doctrine of Christ hath not God." wrongdoing occurs when we go beyond the doctrine, the law, the word of Christ. Today, we are going to be judged by the law of Christ as given in the New Testament. Jesus states in John 12 and verse 48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word which I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." The word of Christ is going to be used to judge all man. Jesus is going to judge all man. Acts 17, 30 and 31. He is going to be in the judgment seat of which we all will have to stand before. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. And so, what is wrong? What does it mean to be wrong spiritually? It means to be failing to walk in the law, in the word of Christ. We see that those who walk in the light as He is in the light have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, continually cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1 and verse 7. If we don't want to be wrong, we must walk in the light. That is, we must walk in the law of God. Psalm 119 again, and verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." What does it mean to walk in the light? It means to walk in the law of God. And for us today, that light is the law of Christ. We know that there is a law of Christ. Galatians 6 and verse 2 tells us so. That law has been given to us in the New Testament. We have it today to live by because it will be our judge in the end. So, what is wrong? Wrong is that which is not in accordance with the will of God as given in the New Testament. Paul tells us this in Colossians chapter 3. Verse 17, he writes, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." We are to do all that we do by the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And when we do that, which is not based upon the authority of Jesus, we are in the wrong.